Welcome to the Slow Show, where we talk slowly and we talk about all things science fiction. And in particular, we talk about the fantastic science fiction universe known as Chronoverse, where things have been put on fast forward. The year is 2042. The world is quite a different place. A place with major conflicts. Some of these conflicts are new conflicts over data, for example. Can you imagine a war fought over the ownership of data? Can you imagine that people would die to protect their data? Because data, what the people will soon come to realize, is a resource more precious, more useful than any natural resource, especially in the Chronoverse, because many of the traditionally considered to be strategic types of resources have become obsolete, such as fossil fuels, simply because technology has rendered them irrelevant, because the world of 2042 possesses the superior technology, nanofusion. What other resources do we consider to be precious? We consider metals, certain metals, to be precious and very useful. Rare earth metals, for example, I think they are still a coveted resource. But in the place of traditional steel, platinum, these metals used for construction, for example, there is a new kid on the block, which comes in the form of graphene. And this has caused a truly disruptive change in how we construct our tools and our homes, our weapons. Oh, I think I got it. I was trying to think of a theme for today's episode. I've just decided that the theme should be weapons, because weapons are at least for the game, they are very central. I think games in general only fall under a couple of categories, and most of them have some kind of weapon, because most of them feature some kind of way in which characters can fight it out. Seems like there's always some kind of struggle, and the good guys have to fight for what they believe against some perceived evil. Conflict. And weapons are the tools. Weapons are the tools. Since we created tools, probably one of the first tools that I would say man invented was probably used for conflict. I mean, even primates know how to use tools. They use it to either get food or to fight or to defend against an outside threat. So the topic of the day is weapons in the coronaverse, weapons in the year 2042. And let me remind you that you're listening to episode 4. Of the Slow Show. Where there is a purpose, but the purpose is for you to discover on your own. No hand holding, but more importantly, no directive. You're free. You're free to listen. Free to fall asleep. Free to move. Free to think. Free to be. Just be. And I'll just keep talking. The topic of the day, if you are just tuning in right now, is weapons in the coronaverse. I had just gotten off the phone with one of our chief weapons architect. As a matter of fact, talking about creating an iconic weapon. Because every science fiction universe has to have one, right? Or any expansive universe, fictional universe. Star Wars, for example, it's the lightsaber. For Fallout, it's the pipe gun, maybe. For The Witcher, it's the silver sword. Every type of expansive universe, some kind of iconic weapon. If you think about our real history, it's also the case. Every culture has an iconic weapon. The Japanese have the samurai sword. The Vikings had their battle axe. Knights had their armor and their called jousting spears. And characters are also defined in some cases by particular weapons. Clint Eastwood and the Magnum. Katniss and her bow, right? So, what is the iconic weapon of the Chronoverse? Well, guess we won't know until we step into that particular universe, but there's a couple candidates right now. I'm working on it. One of the candidates is, we call the Sound Saber. And I know Sound Saber is like some fancy lightsaber based, it's very similar to Star Wars, but you know, it is. But it's also different. It's more diverse, more robust, adaptable. Because you're using the sound saber, not restricted to the type of shape. Traditionally, lightsabers adapt. The idea is that synthetic material, synth, is capable of allowing the user to generate any shape that they desire. The options are more diverse, and also the kind of a glow, right, that is iconic of the lightsaber is actually made of plasma, so it looks a little bit different. It's like a flame in zero gravity, glowing, but also sort of floating over the surface. And the surface itself of the weapon is, I guess, very unique in the Chronoverse, is that, well, I mentioned this term, synth, short for synthetic. What is synth? Well, where do I begin? Perhaps need to name drop the Graphene Revolution from the company known as Belief Systems. Truly revolutionary materials technology. Perhaps if you have been following us over social media or the podcast, you would have imagined along with us the gigantic megastructures made possible by this graphene revolution, this revolution in building material. And when it comes to weapons, graphene has also made its impact felt. The form of synth. Synth is essentially a composite material that incorporates graphene or graphene nanostructures. So you can think of synth as a new kind of building material that can be easily manipulated through sound. Synth can be used in construction to be molded into incredibly strong kind of a shell. It's used to create the megastructures, and I mean really incredibly enormous structures that would just blow your mind. I want to know where you live, where you've been, what country are you from? Have you seen skyscrapers? Have you been to Dubai or Shanghai or New York and have walked in the shadows of one of these skyscrapers? Well, the megastructures of 2042 would put all the skyscrapers of today to shame. In fact, ultimate megastructure in New Frisco is designed to be up to 9,000 meters. That's a little bit higher than Mount Everest. And more than 10 times the size of the largest structure known to man, Burj Khalifa, today. Can you imagine? Whole cities could fit in this structure. But synth can also be used for other purposes. And in the context of weapons, I think most notably, it is extremely practically used for generating force fields. These reactive shields that can allow one to move freely without minding, without carrying tremendous weight. If one had to try to protect themselves using traditional armor. This synth comes in the form of this invisible dust. It's controlled by the sonic shield belt. Can activate based on kinetic energy, such that normal objects can pass with no problem. But if a bullet were to collide into it, aiming at your skull, all of a sudden, in a microsecond, the shield dust would instantaneously materialize and allow to block the bullet, to stop it midair. And this has a tremendous impact in combat, because in the arms race between offense and defense, whenever there is a fundamental improvement in one area, in this case in defense, new innovations are certain to come in the opposite arena, in this case in offense. In our case, we have seen a revival of melee traditions. We've seen a revival of melee disciplines, Bushido, for example. The way of the sword is back. Let me remind you that you're currently listening to The Slow Show. Place where you can relax and let your imagination roam free. The place where there is a purpose, but the purpose is for you to decide, to discover, to intuit on your own. And let me remind you that in this episode, so far, we have talked about weapons. The last episode, we talked about culture. In fact, these two topics are related, because weapons are a exhibition of culture, are they not? Because there is also beauty, which can be infused into even our most deadly weapons. And weapons themselves, as we have talked about earlier, an expression of human conflict. Human conflict, the form of violent action and reaction, is also a product of culture. How we choose to fight, how we choose to live, it's all part of the same thing. A tale as old as time. Animals have weapons in the form of their claws and beaks and fangs. Humans, well, some people think everything we do, every tool is a form of weapon against something. A house is a weapon against the cold, right? Arm ourselves with technology to defend ourselves against the environment and against each other. So the topic of today is weapons, and it's related to culture. And we talked about sound sabers, synth, and force fields. What about plasma? What about plasma rifles and laser guns? Well, I can tell you that plasma rifles are a thing, because we have now access not only to synth granted to us through the graphene revolution, but we also have access to an incredible source of energy the form of nanofusion, crystal batteries. Also, this type of technology is related, is linked to the graphene revolution, because the structure is essentially is a composite graphene crystal. It was used to achieve this breakthrough. But what a great, what amazing and disruptive breakthrough this truly is. So you see the kind of a crystal in the swords used by the Jedi's, the lightsabers. It's kind of like that. It's a source of incredible power. But it's used for more than just weapons or swords. The same technology is used to power exosuits and plasma rifles, sound sabers, shield belts, and all that jazz. But alas, time is up. It's time for me to go to bed. You're listening to episode 4 of The Slow Show. I just want to say I appreciate you listening. And if you're like my friend Dave, who was having a little bit of trouble sleeping, I really hope that listening to our show has been helpful.